This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Breastfeeding support failures leave new mothers traumatized, UK survey reveals. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pikakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence, new mothers across the United Kingdom are reporting inadequate breastfeeding support during the critical postpartum period, with some describing their experiences as so traumatic they are reconsidering having more children. The findings highlight significant gaps in maternal health care services at a time when breastfeeding rates remain below public health targets. Key takeaways: multiple UK mothers report insufficient breastfeeding support immediately after birth. Some women describe the experience as traumatic and influence family planning decisions. Healthcare systems appear unprepared to provide adequate lactation support during hospital stays. 48% of UK mothers stop breastfeeding by 6 to 8 weeks. Postpartum, according to NHS data, UK breastfeeding rates drop sharply after birth. Percentage of mothers breastfeeding by time period, 2022 data, at birth 81%, 6 to 8 weeks, 48 to 6 months, 24%. Source, NHS Digital, 2022, Georgian Medical Journal News, Hospital Support Systems Under Scrutiny. Healthcare professionals acknowledge that current breastfeeding support structures in UK hospitals may be insufficient to meet new mothers' needs. The World Health Organization recommends exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months of life, yet UK data shows dramatic drops in breastfeeding rates within weeks of birth. Maternity services face increasing pressure as birth rates fluctuate and staffing challenges persist across the National Health Service. The lack of specialized lactation consultants and adequate time for individualized support appears to be contributing to negative breastfeeding experiences. For more insights on maternal health challenges, visit our clinical updates section. Long-term impact on maternal mental health. Research published in the Journal of Human Lactation demonstrates clear links between negative breastfeeding experiences and maternal mental health outcomes. Women who struggle with breastfeeding without adequate support show higher rates of postpartum depression and anxiety. The psychological impact extends beyond immediate postpartum recovery, with some mothers reporting that traumatic breastfeeding experiences influence their decisions about future pregnancies. This connection between feeding difficulties and family planning represents a significant public health concern. Additional research on maternal health outcomes can be found in our new studies archive. Women with negative breastfeeding experiences show 2.4 times higher risk of postpartum depression compared to those with positive experiences. Dr. Cindy Lee Dennis, University of Toronto, Journal of Human Lactation, 2021, Healthcare System Response and Policy Implications. The Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists has called for enhanced training programs for healthcare staff supporting new mothers with breastfeeding. Current guidelines recommend that all maternity units have access to certified lactation consultants, but implementation varies significantly across NHS trusts. Policy experts suggest that investing in comprehensive breastfeeding support could yield substantial long-term healthcare savings. The UNICEF Baby Friendly Initiative provides frameworks for improving hospital practices, yet adoption remains inconsistent across UK healthcare facilities. What this means for patients: seek multiple sources of breastfeeding support and advocate for adequate help during hospital stays. For clinicians, recognize breastfeeding difficulties as potentially traumatic experiences requiring comprehensive, patient-centered support. For policymakers, invest in lactation consultant training and ensure adequate staffing levels in maternity units. Frequently asked questions: what percentage of UK mothers successfully breastfeed for 6 months? According to NHS digital data, only 24% of UK mothers continue breastfeeding at 6 months postpartum. This rate is significantly below the WHO recommendation for exclusive breastfeeding duration. How can hospitals improve breastfeeding support? Evidence suggests that having certified lactation consultants available 24/7, providing individualized support sessions, and training all maternity staff in breastfeeding basics can significantly improve outcomes for new mothers. What are the signs of inadequate breastfeeding support? Warning signs include mothers feeling pressured or criticized, lack of hands-on assistance with positioning, insufficient time spent addressing feeding difficulties, and absence of follow-up support after hospital discharge. Moving forward, healthcare systems must recognize that breastfeeding support represents a critical component of comprehensive maternal care. The evidence linking feeding experiences to long-term maternal health and family planning decisions underscores the urgent need for systematic improvements in lactation support services across UK hospitals. Source: I won't have another baby after breastfeeding trauma.